Right, it's about this time then that we take a look at local blog sites and press and papers. And pleased to say that back in the studio for the first time in a while is South Leeds Life. We have Jeremy Morton with us. Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Hi, Johnny. Very well, thanks.
And we have as well a newbie, Lucy Potter. How are you, Lucy?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
Hey, welcome along. Thanks. You were nodding your head furiously when it came to Live and Let Die.
We were talking about it before, and yeah, I think definitely I would choose Live and Let Die.
It is a good one.
Yeah, it's really good.
What do you fancy out of those then, Jeremy? Any particular ones?
Difficult. It's the old ones for me, so possibly Diamonds Are Forever or something. Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey surely has to top the poll. Although I didn't realise We Have All the Time in the World was the soundtrack to On Her Majesty's Secret Service by Louis Armstrong. Yeah. It was a secondary theme, apparently. I had no idea at all about that one. 81333, start the text with the word Leeds or at BBC Leeds on Twitter. Let's have a look what's on the blog site and in the actual paper, which I'm holding in my hands,
Jeremy. We have the paper. All our the stories today are from the website, but yes, a new edition will be out very shortly next week.
How exciting. Let's start with the South Leeds Academy that's making headlines. What's going on there?
Yeah, I went in to see the head teacher there, the principal, Mark Doyle, this week, just to find out how things are going, because the school has been moving forward. It's had a checkered history. It's got a poor reputation, which is increasingly unfounded. And he was keen to tell me about what they've been doing and how they've been moving forward and break some of the myths that still hang around the school. Once you get a bad reputation, it's very hard to shake it off.
Especially with schools.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's great. The reason that publications like yourself exist and can do a great job is because they can be a platform for people to tell the truth. Yeah. Who otherwise might not necessarily get access to do that.
Yeah, that's right. I've been into the school several times for things in the last year, and you know, the place is buzzing. There's positive energy in the building. Great things. They did a fantastic photo exhibition at the end of last term, for example. So lots of good stuff happening there.
Lucy, you've been out taking pictures of semi-naked women. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a community
Tough
reporter.
Job.
It was absolutely brilliant. It was a really good, fun day. So it's a calendar, and it's shot in the Calendar Girls style. So it's the ladies that use the that kind of get together with the Kieran Bingham Foundation Trust that enjoy the socialisation breakfasts that they have every month. Mm-hmm. So it's all the women that take part, it's all the women that volunteer, and so basically it's about empowering women over 65 and 70, really, and the eldest one was 85. It's
really
tastefully done.
Fantastic.
So it's obviously to raise funds for the charity, and we had a great day. The ladies, they all had their makeup done by beauticians and hairdressers, and they were really empowered, you know. And they were just saying this morning at the Macmillan coffee morning how much they enjoyed it and how much they want to every breakfast that they have each month to have a makeover. It's really empowering for them.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
Liberating. Yeah. So it's really good. And the calendars are on sale the 12th of October.
Brilliant.
So very soon.
And so put your order in now.
I've already put 10 on order, don't worry, for around the office.
The £7.
And obviously the issues with refugees in Europe at the moment is still making headlines, and you've been taking a look at how we're affected locally here.
Yeah, in a sense it's not a South Leeds story, is it? The refugee crisis affects everyone, but I was interested that one of our local councillors, Adam Ogilvie, sort of came forward and really wanted. There was a lot of rumours going around, oh, they'll all be dumped in Beeston. Mm-hmm. We always have to accommodate whoever turns up in Britain. And he was just setting out the council's plans and that they are thought through and the families will be dispersed around the city. And it won't just be areas like Beeston that they're housed in. I suppose raising it because there's a lot of debate out there. And whilst I think most people are very, very sympathetic and very welcoming, there are people who aren't and have for whatever reason, have sort of had enough. We've had some quite depressing, really, comments on our Facebook page around
as well.
This.
And I think you have to accept that that's going to happen. Yeah. You know, I think that is part and parcel of it. And I think part of the job is to try and open up the minds of people who have that ability to kind of be receptive to new ideas and say, actually, this is the truth, this is the reality. Yeah. There will always be people who are never going to accept it. There will always be that. But maybe it's the job of organisations like yourself to say, this is the truth, make a decision about whether you think it's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you both very much for coming this afternoon. You can get online. If people want to check this out online, what do they need to do, Jeremy?
They just need to tap in www.southleedslife.com.
And Lucy, if people want to pick this up, where do they go?
It's available in health centres, one-stop, Middleton, Belle Isle, Holbeck, Beeston, doctors, schools.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere in South Leeds.
Throughout Leeds 10 and Leeds 11.
Jeremy and Lucy, thanks ever so much for South East Life. Thank you very much.